you'll scream. It's Halloween, red and black, it's slimy green. But you're scared, that's just slime.
Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night. Everybody scream, everybody scream. In your town of Halloween. I am the clown with the tearaway face. Here in a clash and go without a chase. I am the crew with the call. It's Halloween, everybody scream. Won't you please make way for a very special guy. Our man Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king now.
Indeed, to the Monster Mashup episode of Pennies in the Well. You have entered the psychotic Master. Zone.
Master, they're here.
Who's here?
Nobody.
Nobody? What do you mean by nobody? What do you mean nobody's here?
Nothing.
You just said somebody's here.
Monsters. Monsters!
Monsters? Are there monsters here? You told me there's freaking monsters here? What else haven't you told me?
There are masters here.
Masters? Masters of what? Demonology? Psychology? Fruitinology?
Just masters. Master.
Yeah, I thought I was the master.
Does that mean I'm a slave? I don't want to be the slave again.
Well, if you'd stop volunteering, you wouldn't have that problem. Wait! Did you hear that? I think I heard that. Did you hear that?
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. Can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Thank you.
a spell on you. Because I'm bound under the
down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The voice said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. The devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog back, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
Sister Sparkle Raven.
Aw, Sister Crystal Rainbow, it has been too long.
I'm so glad to see you. You look great.
Oh, you look absolutely fabulous. Oh. I love that skirt. And it's got so many colors in it. It just,
oh. Don't you just love colors?
Oh, man. I'm so glad to get in out of the rain to this coffee shop. This is fabulous because it was nasty out there.
What is with that anyways? It's totally the wrong time of the year for that.
So depressing. And did you hear the music that they're playing out there?
I know, it's positively frightening.
Thinking that people are actually watching out and looking for you, that's so paranoid. What is with people?
People don't have any trust these days.
Pardon me, girls.
Yes?
I couldn't
yes?
help but sit here reading my newspaper in the pastry shop and listening to you talk about scary things and saying that there are no scary things.
Well, there aren't.
Scary things.
That is totally silly.
Yes.
I would have to beg to differ.
Okay, but why? Why would you want to do that when this world can be so pretty and sparkly? Oh, I just love you. I just love you so much, Sister Crystal Rainbow.
True, true, true. Yes, things can be quite bright and light, but for every light, there is dark.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the balance of things, young miss. Sorry, what was your name?
Who needs... Oh, she's Sister Crystal Rainbow.
Yeah.
Hello, Crystal Rainbow.
I think he likes your name.
I'm not sure. I don't know if he'd like us.
He seems a bit odd.
A little strange.
I don't know if I like strange.
Does it scare you?
No, of course not. There's nothing to be scared of.
Nothing scary in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything's wonderful.
And bright and sparkly.
Sparkly.
Sparkly. Sparkly.
Except for shadows.
Well.
When the power goes out at night.
That's okay, we have candles.
Sounds that didn't come from anywhere.
No, it was just because she didn't eat.
Yeah, but that was for
me. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. Ah, yes, the blithful. Always in self-denial. Until the first spider crawls across their skin.
There's no spiders at home. We have no spiders.
No, there's no spider in
the
house. No. My dear, there are spiders everywhere.
No.
Scientific evidence says that we swallow at least 3 of them a night.
Those science people, they just don't know what they're talking about.
They're making it up.
Exactly.
Well, I can't argue with that, actually. But still, the fact remains that there are many dark and scary things in this world. And all you have to do is open your eyes.
I don't think we'd see any spiders.
No spider here.
No.
No.
No, and if we saw a big spider, it would be okay.
Yeah, they're fuzzy.
They're fuzzy.
Cute.
Weensy, weensy spider crawled up the water spout.
I don't like this.
I don't like this either.
Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Okay, girls. That's okay. I'll tell you a story that'll make it all better. I promise. I was sitting in the living room with my friend, and we were watching television, and behind us in the kitchen, we suddenly heard this tack, 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 tack sound that came out of nowhere. It sounded like it was in the middle of the kitchen. Tack, 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 tack. Tickety, tickety, tick, 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 tick. Both of us stopped. Turned off the television to better listen to what it was and heard nothing.
Nothing?
But we were sure that we'd heard something. And yet, when we turned the music off, there was silence.
No, it was just in the music.
Yeah!
And tack, 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 tack. More across the kitchen floor. We both got up off the couch and we crept towards the kitchen. We turned the light on. To find the biggest spider that I have ever seen in the middle of the floor.
No spider?
Furry face, multiple eyes, hairy legs, very soft and cuddly as he froze, looked at us with these gleaming eyes and dripping fangs, and then went tick, 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 underneath the fridge. We never found him. For all we know, he's still roaming.
I see why I
Turn that racket down. I'm trying to run the Anger Emporium. What is it with you and spiders this year anyways?
I like spiders.
Colonel Claymore, could we get back to the topic at hand, perhaps?
What, like more practical things like preparing for the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, that's what we're doing the interview for today, sir, because it's been pretty bad lately from what I hear.
Yeah, that's terrible. There's zombies everywhere. You turn your head, look out your window, there are zombies. You look out your office, you look in your office, there's zombies. Everywhere are zombies, and you're listening to spiders? Jesus Christ on a pogo stick. I say, that Spider-Man, he couldn't hold, he wouldn't know what to do with a zombie. All you can do is spin a web around it. Zombie just melts his way through it and eats you.
True. Spider silk. Okay then, Colonel Claymore.
I'm just saying.
Yes. Let us take a momentary break from our interview, and I'll do a brief check-in on the state of affairs.
Forest song. Sounds like a comedy.
From what we've heard lately, it's good to hear from you, Corey. Corey Lane, down south there. It's good to know that you're still alive. We're praying for you. Well, okay, we're lighting candles for you, because that's the way we do it up here. And you keep up the good fight, okay?
Don't forget to check out your back window.
As Colonel Claymore said, check out your back window. Same goes for you, Jillian. Take care of yourself down there.
Where did you put my shovel?
We're out of goddamn shovels.
So, how can we be out of goddamn shovels?
Doing well there.
Quiet woman.
I hope that you're going fine.
I tell you, spiders
check in.
And
we're worried about you.
Commies and Borises and...
Haven't heard about you for a while, so do check in, okay? Okay, it's good to hear from you.
You and your zombie obsessions, you're always spending time with zombies and never in time with me, and then now we're out of shovels! How'd you let that happen?
I've been killing zombies. I'm protecting you, woman.
I'm sure that's all he's been doing is just killing zombies. I'm sure that's all
he
is.
Day and night,
I am.
Always
I'm killing
spending
zombies.
With zombies.
What else do you think
home?
I'm doing with zombies?
You're making love with them is what you're doing.
What? God dang it, woman! Don't!
You're having a love with your zombies!
How can you make love with a zombie? And parts falling out all over the place and... That's preposterous.
I hate to tell you, Colonel Claymore, but there are a lot of songs out there about fucking zombies.
Zombie lover?
I am not a zombie lover.
You spend up there with them?
Killing them!
Okay, people, we're gonna stop this now, because,
like this.
Okay.
I tell you, I'm just killing the zombies. What
you're always there with them! That's all you ever talk about!
Hey, I'm the mate of the last living dead. heard of Captain Blackbeard, how he had a dozen wives. Well, we've got something more weird, and it's surely changed our lives. You may not think us gentle or kind, but we're all gallant swains. We admire a lady for her mind, or more precisely, her brains. Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love. We used to be normal buccaneers till those lights came from above. Our ship met a glowing fog one night, and we came out with an appetite for human flesh if it's misright. Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love. We've got that rakish swagger, and we've got that roguish charm. We've got that bug-eyed stagger, and we've got somebody's arm. Now you may think you're faster than a zombie on a boat, but all we need's a pastor and your missus undead cutthroat. Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love. We may be dead, but we'll be wet when pushing comes to shove. Come on, me beauty, take a chance on eternal love and true romance. At the wedding, we'll do the thriller dance. Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love. Our honeymoon will be a terror of connubial bliss. Her no bride's mother can prepare her for a night like this. In matrimony holy, our bones will groan and creak. And if we both chew slowly, we could make it last all week. So let's hear all the cannons roar, and let's all celebrate. Raise the jolly Roger Corman, I've acquired a mate. You'll be my wife long after life, you'll always have me heart. We'll keep love fresh with living flesh until we fall apart. Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love. We'll roam the sea eternally, my rotting turtle dove. It's not the life you might have had, but zombie pirating ain't all bad, and I can't wait to eat meat, your mom and dad. Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love. Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love. Yo-ho, yo-ho, we're zombie pirates in love.
Catchy. It's just gonna stay in my head over and over again, I think, today.
Really? You're going to get stuck with it? You think that's the song out of all of this that's going to get stuck in your head?
I think so.
No, 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 honey. I have a song for you that will get stuck in your head. And then, you know what happens afterwards?
No, what?
Your head will explode.
No! Yes! I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Here you go.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
That's right, people. It's Halloween.
Halloween!
Woo!
Yeah!
Christmas for cool people.
That's right. We know how to party, baby. We know how to have the good time.
Halloween! You're right. So, get this stuck in my head.
I told you it would get stuck in your head.
Yeah. So get your songs, get your dancing shoes on, your costumes, your parties. Doesn't matter what you're doing, even if you're just dancing in your chair. It's Halloween.
Go wild.
So get out there, forget the candy for kids, scare the crap out of them.
What's Absolutely.
Better? Scare the crap out of their parents.
And for the best one, scare the crap out of the parents while the kids are watching.
They love you for that.
Oh, sweet. Oh, I love Halloween. Halloween is just, it's a time of giving. Heart attacks, strokes. Oh, wet pants.
The glorious candy. And chocolates.
Chocolate, because the kids can't see any higher than the chocolate.
Yes, there has to be candy, but the candy's for us. If the kids can grab some while we're not looking, power to them. You know, that's how we got started. It's Halloween, you know? It's just mischief and mayhem. Halloween, blow shit up, Halloween, you know?
So, have fun.
I mean, I was going to say, but I shouldn't say, that you shouldn't, you know, shoot bottle rockets through people's mailbox just because they're, you know, bastards and don't give out candy or anything.
He's done
but
that.
I have not done that. I'm disclaiming that. And besides, that was, I think, 17 years
ago.
So,
we digress.
But it is Halloween. It's a time for celebration and parties and good times with friends and foes, spirits, demons, you name it. Doesn't matter.
Get your freak on, people. Get your costumes on so you can get your freak on without people even knowing which freak you are. Be a freak. Be your inner freak.
Go out, run with it.
Be many freaks.
Be all freaks and party and celebrate. And
we all have a little monsters in us.
And it's not just one day. It started 2 weeks ago. It's going to go for another week at least.
Hell fuck yeah.
Go out, have fun, do it.
Burn with the witches.
And remember, safety third.
it's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. Where is the pelvic thrust? It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under.
Smash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash. they played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Morty sent you. Then you can Monster Mash and do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can Monster Mash.
Happy Halloween, ladies.
Happy
listening to the Monster Mashup with special guests
Holly
and also known as Crystal Rainbow and Colonel Claymore. you, I hope, have had a marvelous time. We've had a great time. The music will all be listed in the show notes. And if you look on the Abysmal Witch blog, you will see pictures of the making of the Monster Mashup 2011.
It's been fun, kitty.